Okay, we're going to call this meeting of the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board for October 1st, 2020 to order. Please join me in rising and reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, so in attendance today, we got myself, Max Carter, the chairperson, Alexandria Malone, vice chairperson, member Earl Barbeau, member Paul Thomas, Presida Castro is excused, we have Secretary Jill Leyva, and in attendance, we have Beatrice Martinez, representing the Tick Seckerbloom, and Julie from the Comprehensive Planning Department. Thank you. I apologize for not getting your name beforehand. Thank you for being here. And that's roll call and county staff introductions. And now we'll move into public comment. This is for if you want to comment on an item that's on the agenda, but that you can't stay to address during the meeting. If you can stay, you're going to get a chance to speak on the item during it. It's only in case you had to leave before we got to it. So is there any public comment? None appearing. We'll move into, can I get a motion to approve the minutes of September 10th, 2020?
Motion to approve.
There's a motion to approve the minutes of September 10th, 2020. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda for the planning and zoning portion of the meeting? I have a motion to approve the agenda as printed. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. That moves to informational items. Do we have anything going on?
Yes, applications are being accepted for the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board until November 12th at 5 p.m. for the next town board that is a term of 2 years. So I believe I emailed everything to you, the new application, so if you can fill it out and send it in at your earliest convenience, we would appreciate it.
Very good. So if anybody's interested in applying for this position, just so everybody who's here understands that we're, all of us up here were appointed by county commissioners and we're a representative of them, we're not elected. So if you're interested in that, you can take and get an application. Let Beatrice know and she'll make sure that you know where to go to find an application. Okay. And then we move into the planning and zoning portion of the meeting. Item one, UC 200378, Knight Sean A, for the following: allow agricultural livestock, small chickens on a residential property not located within Community District 5. And two, reduce the minimum square foot lot size requirement. Waiver of development standards for the following: reduce the rear setback. And two, reduce the accessory structure building separation in conjunction with an existing single family residence on 0.2 acres in an R1 single family residential zone, generally located on the south side of Jackie Drive and the west side of Trish Lane within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? Please step forward and state your name and address for the record, and then tell us right up here.
And I'm representing Sean Knight.
Okay. So, present your, oh, you need a name and address.
Oh, Gary Burnett, I got just the address.
It's 6980 O'Bannon Drive. I'm just here to share with the board that the violation originally described roosters, and that clearly would be a problem if there were roosters, because the neighbors probably have their own alarm clocks and roosters would not be something that they would be in favor of. But these hens have been there for many years now. They're well maintained, the enclosures are well maintained. We have letters of acknowledgement from five neighbors that are adjacent to the property. All are aware that the birds have been well cared for and that for the past 12 years, and they have no issues with it. So we're hoping that since there are no roosters, and since these are hens that are quiet and have been well maintained and cared for, that this use permit will be approved.
Very good. Now we'll go to public comment period. Anybody wishing to comment on this item, please step forward. You can stay seated if just state your name and address for the record.
Chris Comiskey, 1722 Candace Street, off of Trish.
Okay.
And Jackie. I'm about four houses behind, yard-wise, behind the person that wants the chickens. I had a person next to me that had chickens at one time, too. And I didn't move here on a ranchette. I had a ranch in California. If I wanted to stay there, I would have. I came to this area, looked at all different areas. I chose Sunrise Manor because everything was well kept. No animals, small farm animals or anything like that. On the opposite side of Lynn, there's horses. That's zoned for them. I understood that. On Hollywood, the other side of Hollywood, that's zoned for farm animals, on horses and whatnot. Understood that. But where I am, where I chose to live, did not have farm animals, and I like that. He said there was no roosters. It may not have been hers, but there have been roosters in the backyard, either not my adjacent neighbor behind me, but the one next to him. I have seen a rooster on his roof. I've heard the chickens. My pool guy is constantly taking out chicken feathers from my pool, as well as I do, once or twice a week. They draw the pigeons with a feed, and I got pigeon poop all over my yard, my pool area, everything. So I am directly opposed to having chickens in Sunrise Mountain.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there anybody else with public comment? None appearing. We'll go on to questions and comments from the board.
I went out there to take a look at it, and I got a question for the representative of the owner. I saw a flock of doves and pigeons mixed along the fence, right? You're standing on the fence right there on Trish. Is that a constant thing that you have there, the pigeons? Because I also noticed some of the neighbors had owls up on top of their, plastic owls up on top of their houses. So that's telling me that they got a problem there with probably the pigeons.
I don't know about the pigeons. All I've been informed about is the hen chickens.
Okay. You don't know about the poles. The guy right behind him in the cul-de-sac.
Francie.
I don't know who it is, but he's got his back fence. There's a bunch of tent poles.
The pictures that I have.
Big landscape poles that hold up big trees. They're about 8 or 10 feet high.
Yeah.
Protruding. There's probably got 20 or 30 of them right up against the fence between the two properties.
Yeah, the picture of the backyard that I have. I don't know if you have the same picture.
Okay. I didn't see inside here. Well, all the pigeons there and the roost things that are on the fence telling me that that's
are these the wood?
Yeah, those things. What's all that about?
That's on the other side of the fence.
You see, to keep the birds out of this area, too?
I have no idea.
That was there before the current tenant moved in.
Okay. It just doesn't look right.
Yeah. Paul.
Yeah, I just have one thing to say as a statement. You know, I know the city of Las Vegas has a lot of chickens in the residential areas, but one of their caveats to that is that if one neighbor complains, they're not allowed to have them. So if we're going to take any kind of stand, that would be my recommendation. There is a neighbor who complains, and there has been a complaint filed. So like I say, we have to
So is that the form of a motion?
My motion would be to deny by staff recommendation.
We've got a motion to follow staff recommendation to deny. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes to deny this. And so, sir and ma'am, this next will go to the Planning Commission down at the County Government Building on October 20th, 2020. I'm not sure what time they meet, but that will be the next step, as we described in the beginning. This is an advisory board, okay? Just so you know. So this isn't a final answer. This is an advice to the next board up.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Did you say October 20th or 21st?
October 20th. Did the notice say something different?
Well, but this might be something different. This one says the 21st.
It might be the next. I think it's the next item.
Yeah. Thank you. Yep, because you're right. Now we're going into item two is on the Board of County Commissioners. And it is WS2030373 A&J Reynolds LLC, waiver of development standards for the following. One, allow single family development to access a collector street. And two, allow modified driveway standards. Design reviews for the following: increased finished grade, two, single family residential development on 1.6 acres. In an RE rural estates residential zone, generally located 360 feet south of Bonanza on the west side of Fog within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? Yes. State your name and address for the record, sir.
Phil Wakefield, 9816 Gillespie Street, here to represent the applicant. Basically, we're doing the intent here is to subdivide this lot into two parcels. So we're looking for a waiver for access to Fog, which if you look along this entire street, most of the homes along the street all have access. So subdividing this into one more lot is really not an adverse impact. It's only one more access to this street. We are also looking to increase the grade that's allowed for this type of development. We've already worked with Clark County in doing drainage on this property. It's typical to have lot drainage drain to the front of the lot here, which is what we've done. Let me bring up the grading plan, which you all are familiar with the grading plan. As you can see, the frontage of our lot, we're trying to keep the stormwater conveyed in the street here, so the front of the lot drains this way. Clark County requirements are that you have the finished floor waived or raised above the center of the street, so that's one of the reasons why we've done that. We've perpetuated some of the flow back to its historical pattern, but because we do have to keep the floors above the crown of the street, that's just typically what's required. We have worked with Clark County on the driveways. 223 standard is basically what they've asked for. We're asking for 224, which is what they've actually wanted us to do. It helps in maintaining the streets. The other driveway tends to have things pond and collect debris, so they're in support of that. We're good with providing that type of driveway. Additionally, we're going to provide an on-site turnaround. That's in reference to access, so that will help to mitigate any issues with the traffic
backing into the street.
Okay. That sort of thing. That's the typical requirement. Um, That concludes my presentation, and I'll answer any questions.
Okay, that concludes that. We'll open it up to public comment. Anybody wishing to address, step forward, state your name and address for the record.
Cassie Velez, 6280 Shelter Creek Avenue.
And address your question to comments to us.
We're more than happy. We live behind the lot.
Okay.
And if I can show you pictures, this is what we currently see. That's from our back patio. We're more than happy to have residential back there. I would hate to have commercial back there. We're happy to have residential back there. Our concern is the height of the grade. It says up to 6 feet. As you can see, the dirt mounds that they've brought are already above our wall. I don't know if they're trying to sell it as view estates or what they're trying to do, but everything around us, everything around that property is down low. So I understand that you're trying to do the drainage out to the front, which is great because as it stands now, I mean, we haven't had a flood for years, but when we have had floods, it all backs into our backyard and then down into the pool. Another concern is, if this is approved, how are you going to address the block wall? And as it stands right now, our block wall would not support a 6 foot grade raise.
Okay.
And so would they raise everybody's wall? Because I mean, that property is surrounded by lower walls. Would you raise them all? And would you stucco our wall and paint our wall to what we have matched? So.
Okay. So your concern here, and don't forget your pictures. So your concern, what I'm hearing, is that it's going to be above you, and then looking at the pictures, it looks like they're going to be looking in your backyard and
yes,
and stuff.
And any irrigation that they have going, it's going to be above, and it's going to run down onto our walls and potentially ruin the walls.
Very good. So now we'll move into questions. Any other questions or comments from the public?
I can answer.
Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get there. Questions and comments from the board?
Yeah, I'd like to know why the increase in grade would be so much. I think it's a little ridiculous if you're asking for that much of a grade increase. If you can explain the reason why you need that.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, the board can ask you questions, the public can.
Like I said before, this is typical lot drainage and requirements from the county. They asked for our finished floor to be elevated above the crown of the street. That's typical requirements. Additionally, you need to make sure that your finished floor is raised above any water surface, any drainage in the front. So that's how we came about having these lots elevated. The site naturally drains about a 5% slope.
So her backyard is behind this, up at the top of it there.
Uh-huh.
So you would be raising a grade with this street and taking that grade back that way?
So this is our basically our latest grading plan.
You don't have an elevation view of the grade there?
Sure. Let me get to that.
Okay.
So this is our grading plan. As you can see, the drainage for these lots goes to the front here, and the rest of this goes to the back to closer to the original grade.
Okay.
So looks like sections A and B here go from basically Fog Street back to the back lot, which is this lot back here.
We're on the side.
So,
show me where Fog is at elevation.
Fog is right here. So this is the back of the lot. We're actually, the actual fill.
So Fog is over to the right there.
This section is actually, if you look at this, it joins right here.
Yeah.
So this is closer to Fog, where our fill is. As you get to the back of the lot, it's at
we're putting it back to natural grade.
So you're not filling it all the way back, you're just doing it up with the house?
Correct.
So that fill won't go all the way back that way?
Correct.
Can you show me where the fill would end?
Well, as you can see, this shaded area is basically our section where it's filled. So about half of the lot is, there's some fill on there. If we go back to the grading plan. So if you look about in this area, that's basically where it gets close to the natural grade.
Where's all the dirt right now? Because I drove out down too and looked at it. It looks like you had a lot of dirt on her.
Clear back by her back, fence.
Yeah.
So
I cannot. Maybe this is the applicant here. Maybe he can. Have a statement on that.
State your name and address.
Yeah, my name is Julio de Sacramento, 0422. And well, the reason that there's we're gonna move it on the front, on the front of the path. That's why they see the power close to his house, close to the backyard. That there, that's what we're gonna use it to raise the front of the path. Yeah.
Okay, so
move forward and we're gonna keep this thing
So let's get to what she asked about the fence, because obviously if you're going to put fill against that fence, it'd have to be turned into a retaining wall.
It is, right.
What is being done about that? How are you using that as a retaining wall and putting fill against that block wall?
No, we're not doing that. We're actually, the proposed design here is to have this back area put back to its current state. So we do have some drainage features that drain this area along the wall to the south, where there's some existing wall openings, but we do not intend to put any retaining or fill any of this area adjacent to the wall.
So I just wanted to finish up. So what's your finished grade going to be compared to the street?
So right now the requirement is to have 18 inches above the crown at the center line. So we're about 93.30 here, and that makes us a 91.74. So you're supposed to have 18 inches above the crown in the street. And likewise here, it's just about 18 inches above the crown of the street. That's the requirement.
Yeah, I understand. I just wanted to see why you were asking for an increase in grade when you're matching the requirement.
Because the lot drains this way. We're trying to drain that way. So
you're trying to drain towards the neighbor. The back.
We're draining towards the street.
Oh,
this part drains towards the street.
Oh, you're trying to make it drain towards the street.
Right. That's
the major part of the lot.
Right, because that's typical along this entire frontage here.
Okay.
All these lots generally drain that way.
Okay.
And that's the requirement that the city or the county has asked, is to have 18 inches above.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay.
I was just curious of why you're asking for an increase.
So the dirt that you see out there is temporary. It's not. Yeah.
So the finished grade of the whole lot could be about, 2 feet above the, 2 feet above the street?
Yeah. Just half.
Well, this area right here gets up to about six.
Above the street?
No, I'm sorry. It's 18 inches above the street.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Okay.
It's realistic. You have to keep it so much above the street, so the back portion of that yard is going to have to be raised up quite a bit.
Right. The issue is on site.
In order for you to get proper drainage out to the front, and you're not raising too much past the 18 inches
right
of the crown of the street. Say maybe 2 foot, maybe 2 foot six, something like that.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, what about the it? From what I'm hearing, correct me if I'm wrong, that the houses are going to be towards the front of the lot.
Correct.
And so approximately 50% back towards their wall, what's going to be back, what's going to change back there from what, not the piles of dirt, but what, before the piles of dirt were there, what's going to change back there on that back half of the lot towards their wall?
Oh, it's going to come back to the natural ground.
Okay. How are you going to deal with the drainage in the back half? Because I understand the front half of the lot, the drainage will be out to the street, but you're still going to have that back half with a little bit of slope downhill that seasonally can cause problems. What is happening with the drainage there?
Let me answer that question. We've actually done the drainage study for this, and our drainage study has proposed a swale along the perimeter here with adequate capacity to convey the flows back to this existing block wall opening here.
Is that my block wall there that you're pointing to in the corner?
I'm not exactly.
It's the adjacent heading to on Fog.
On the south side.
Yeah. Okay, this is the south side. You in the southeast? Do you have a block wall opening going through your property?
I do, and that's where we have a lot of flooding when we get water.
Well, we're actually putting the water where it is right now. So we've actually tried to take some of the flow down the street, but the county has asked us to perpetuate what's going through there.
And so my question is, if you're saying that you're bringing the top up and you're taking the bottom back down to normal, how is it not going to automatically drain? You say you're going to take the drain to the front, but how is that going to happen if the front is taller than the back?
We're draining this front portion out to the street here.
So the front half of the lot, instead of draining to your wall like it does now, will drain to Fog. The back half will stay exactly like it is now, is what I'm hearing. So it theoretically reduces 50% of the drainage load from that one lot coming into your property. Plus the fact that it will be landscaped and whatever, which makes for more conducive of the water, not theoretically. I don't know. I'm not an engineer, but we've sat through a lot of these. My big concern is we weren't going to end up with a pancake situation like what's on the corner of Leilani and Sunrise, the next house down, where they snuck in and raised that whole house up, you know, about a dozen, about almost 20 feet,
right,
and just totally made it to where they look right in their uphill neighbor's house, or vice versa, to where it's pancaked up to where she loses all privacy in her backyard.
I'm concerned that it says up to 6 feet. So if this is approved up to 6 feet, who can say that they can't? So
understood.
That they can have the city view in state law.
Is this a drainage channel through here? Is it just a shadow from the black wall?
I have no idea.
Is this where the drainage channel is?
Yeah, this is actually where we intend to drain. So if we orientate this the same way, this is that swale that comes through here and drains down that way.
Okay. Could we go back to the drawing and show where it shows the shaded area? Is that the fill area?
The next page back.
That drawing is the fill area.
This is not really to scale, but it's just kind of a depiction of where the fill areas are.
Yeah, so what I interpreted from what you were saying is that Fog is out here,
mm-hmm,
the house is going here, front half of the lot, and then this is existing grade back to the block wall.
Correct.
Okay. Coming back to the,
yeah, okay, this is
the block wall.
Yeah.
Got it.
And the shaded area is where the fill's going to go.
Correct. That would be right in here. And both these sections are, go from, you know, east to west.
Okay, one more question. The other house that's kind of next to your lot here, is that the way that was to the north?
I have the one to the south. I was trying to print out the one to the north. But the south one is similar to what we're doing here. The north one is also I don't know if you want to look at it here, or you want me to bring this to you?
No, that's fine, Mike.
So, as you can see, this lot basically drains to the front here.
Right.
And we're doing something similar to that.
I see. So you're not doing anything different than the rest of the street there?
Correct. The lot right next door to us is, they actually have something similar also. Finished floor actually is higher than the street here.
That's the one I was asking about.
So it's all similar.
You're gonna be pretty much on grade with that.
Correct. Right? We're not too much higher than the floor. The floor of this, of ours. We're on it, you know, this it actually drops about 7 feet, it looks like, from this road down to your,
right,
down to this corner over here. So that's part of the issue, is it's, you're just on the steep side of the hill.
That's fine, I understand.
So
can you put this picture back up?
This one here?
Yeah. And so, where are the houses going to be? Like, are they going to be facing each other like this, and you're going to have a road down the middle, or more?
So the houses are actually going to, we've actually kind of delineated the houses. They're going to sit in the front portion of the lot next to Fogg. So 2/3 of the yard is basically just their backyard. So we have this area. We're required to have a setback from the street also. So that's the other issue here, is we have to have this house set back from the street. So we're looking at a 40-foot setback.
So
from the center of the street? Right?
From the property line.
From the center of the street?
From the property line.
Okay. 40 feet?
So this down here, that's Fogg right here, down the bottom?
This is Fogg right here.
That's Fogg?
Yes.
And so where are the houses going on
here? Right here. Right up in this area.
So you have two houses right there.
Correct.
So basically.
Basically where these other houses are at.
Right in line with the ones on the picture.
Correct.
Okay. And their front and their drive, so will be on the far, there won't be any drive. So they won't be driving into the back.
And then they'll have their horses and chickens behind them because it's RE zone.
Oh no.
Don't worry, I know how to get rid of them.
Well, actually no, because that's RE.
No, it's
RE. It's RE. They can have chickens and horses if they want to. But everybody over there, because it's, yeah. So, okay. Alexandria, you've been patient.
I guess I'm just stuck on the 6 feet as well, especially when you say you only need 2 or 3 feet.
Go ahead.
Oh. Well, just from based off the conversation that we've been having.
And also, if you zone the whole thing for 6 feet, I understand what he's doing. Okay, I understand the building. I understand it all. But when he sells it...
We're approving these designs.
Okay.
So this is part of the record, correct?
Yeah, but if they were to sell it, they can always come back and say, is it approved? Yeah.
But it would have to come through this process again.
They would have to repeat the process if they were to deviate from these plans.
So I can explain a little bit, Alexandria. The reason they need 6 feet, they're up to 6 feet, is because they're filling the back portion of the... It's a lot lower.
Mm-hmm.
They're bringing that up level with the grade.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's why I was saying that they're going way past the street level and then driving up. They're only going 18 inches in the street. And then
but because the lot back, falls.
It shows like this, so the 6 feet is back here that they have to fill. Over the natural grade.
And that's why there's the disclaimer in there about that doesn't, staff will continue to evaluate and can require them to change the plans if they substantially violate it under design restriction.
I mean, you're pretty much staff going to watch. You can't go higher than existing homes.
Okay.
Motion to recommend. This is to approve with staff's recommendation.
Motion to approve with staff recommendation. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion passes. Meeting, you're right, October 21st at the Board of County Commissioners. And just for your sake, this is all part of public record. All of this is. So they can't go and deviate from these plans without coming back here, which requires the same notification procedures that we went through before. You should get another card.
You should go to the next meeting because you can ask them more about the drainage back there.
And additionally, make sure you have Beatrice's contact. Is this, I didn't look, who's, oh, is Marilyn?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, this is weekly up the middle there. That's right, I forgot. I was expecting the old regulars, the ones on the north side that used to come to the meeting all the time because they live right next door. The one lady that used to get so angry. And her boyfriend that was the Second Amendment guy that used to come in here all the time, fired up every meeting.
I'll be that woman next time. Yeah, I'm giving up.
So, that ends the planning and zoning portion of the meeting. Moving on to general business. Who's going to nominate Alexandria to be on CDAC?
I will.
And who's going to nominate Brasita to be the alternate?
I will.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. And did you serve on that last time?
I don't think so.
Okay, good. No, it's a good experience. Once.
Once or twice. I did it twice.
Okay.
You know what? The most fun part I had about it is take the bus trip.
Okay.
You can do it, take the bus.
Yeah. And it's very interesting, especially for you wanting to be involved in stuff. Some of the meetings can get a little long sometimes, but it's a very good insight into the process.
Yes.
Awesome.
And it's really interesting to go out and see these areas.
And you notice how hard we are to trying to convince you, the new guy, that it's a good thing. It is.
No, yeah, that sounds cool.
It's not that bad.
No.
Yeah.
A little boring, but it's okay.
That's okay.
The people there are interesting.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Well, and actually, I met some very interesting people from the other agencies and stuff.
Right. Right.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that was kind of cool.
So.
People from all the agencies.
Yeah.
Now we're to public comment.
Yeah.
Anybody public comment? Anybody wants to say anything? And you do not have to stand up. You do have to tell us your name and address for the record again.
Chris Gomeski, 1722 Candace Street. I'm having a bit of a problem with all the cars parking on the street. I've got neighbors that have maybe 3-4 drivers and they got 7 cars. So they're all parking in front of my property. And when my daughter gets home and she's trying to park, she can't park anywhere because she has to park in the driveway. I don't like her parking in my driveway because sometimes I'm in and out all the time and she has to move it and blah, blah, blah. I have repeatedly asked the neighbors and it's kind of like a situation of the boyfriend's girlfriend comes over. So she doesn't really live there per se. But her and my daughter seem to be having a thing about it. And I told my daughter, I said, just if you ever park there, just park there. She said, that's a problem, Mom. His driveway, he built a ramp there, cement area where he could park his truck. Well, she can't park close enough to that because he can't get his truck out. So my property is like this with the picket fence in front of it, and she comes all the way down to about halfway to park in front of mine, just to tip my daughter off, I think, sometimes, because we've asked him plenty. Try to move up as close as you can to your property, and nothing's happening. They just keep going on and on.
Well, this one is in Tick's area, and I would recommend talking to Beatrice outside after the meeting. And with that, is there any other public comment? Next meeting is October 15th, 2020, 6:30 p.m. right here. And with that, we're adjourned.